Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Now, if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with terms like MSRP. Maybe you're not. Who knows? You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you really want is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories, before you even get to the dealership. Not after. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And how do you know that your true price is a great price? Because True Car will show you what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this. That's why they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back once again to talk with the guys about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of March 20th, 2017, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Chicken.
Factual news.
Yes! Time for the news. And here we are
again
on our Facebook page.
It never stops.
While there still is a Facebook, here is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm here. Is Facebook going down?
I think so. I think this is in the final days of Facebook, Danny Bryson.
The twilight.
I think we called this out a couple episodes ago.
Yep.
I called it out, and Rob said it will always exist just in a different capacity.
I agreed. I think it'll exist for a long time. Not always, but just maybe change its form.
This could
be a shape-shifting monster.
This could be it for Facebook. Too much bad press for Facebook. People, I'm seeing articles today, Danny. Here's the easy way to delete your Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah. People are just saying, like, that's it. Here's how to do it. Just get off Facebook. Delete it. It's over.
And people are doing that?
I guess so. I mean, people are writing articles about how to delete your Facebook.
What's going to happen to all those cat videos that you got up on Facebook?
I don't know what happens. I don't know. Is your stuff still there if you delete your Facebook, Tyson?
Oh, I'm sure
Facebook's still there.
They keep it so they can sell it to somebody later.
They can blackmail you.
Yes.
Or create a bot. They might have to get into the business of creating bot accounts to lure single men into the membership.
No, Tyson's right. They're going to use all that info that we've been dumping in there to blackmail us to come back on.
Yeah, but did you post any info on Facebook that you can be blackmailed with? I kind of feel like that if there was something that you put on Facebook, I can't imagine that you could be blackmailed with it, right, Danny?
Well, a lot of those people who maybe posted something while intoxicated, they're the ones that need to worry
the most. Oh,
then
you deleted it?
Yeah.
And then it's after still there. That, then the blackmail with you with it?
Yeah, exactly. So that's their next move.
Yeah.
They've proven that they can be underhanded. So this is obviously something they're considering in their darkly lit boardroom.
Yeah. Tyson, yeah, so much bad publicity for Facebook the last couple of days about how what they're doing with all of the information and you know who they're giving it to. It's been a rough week for Zuckerberg.
He lost $5 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, boo hoo. Well, you saw the post by Warren Buffett who said that if you doubled people's income, that wouldn't make them any happier.
So you're saying $5
billion. So I think also by that mathematics, losing half of your worth would also not make you less happy.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even half. That's not even close. That's just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Still, we were hoping it was all of it.
At what point?
I know, that's always nice.
Do we need to go back and rewatch The Social Network?
I think this is what's going to happen. I think what we need to do is wait till Zuck loses all his money, and then we can have a private screening of The Social Network.
Like, I remember that
with him.
Remember that when?
Do you remember that when you had all that money and when you created that idea and then you screwed those guys out of stuff and then now you don't have anything?
Yeah. So it's been a tough week for the social media. And of course, here on News AF, we'll bring you all of the latest developments as they happen and when at what
as
point
they unfold.
You should delete which social network. We were on it. We were the first people to tell you when it was time to delete your MySpace. And we will tell you when it's time to pull the trigger on Facebook.
As quickly as we told you about new social networks, we will now tell you when to get out.
That's right.
Because it's all, it's a delicate dance.
Remember when we told people to delete their Peach account, Tyson?
Mm-hmm. That was pretty quick.
Remember when we told people to delete their Meerkat?
Yeah, we did. And Fire Chat.
Yes. So we'll tell you, keep an eye out. We'll tell you exactly the right moment so you don't get caught up. Because maybe people are jumping to the gun with deleting their Facebook, Danny. Danny, are you deleting your Facebook today?
Sure. I mean, I don't really do much with my Facebook. Mm-hmm. Plus, what would happen to our Facebook group? Are we just going to leave it to wither and die?
We got to stay for them.
Exactly. We stay for the right reasons.
We can figure out a new forum, just like a blog post or something.
Boy.
Google+. Nobody will find us on Google+.
Yeah, no. That won't work.
Yeah.
It's a top secret. Boy, it's top secret.
Danny, I was flipping through Instagram the other day, and I was watching the videos, which I don't normally follow the Instagram stories, but I ended up clicking on it by accident. I watched like 15 in a row, and I saw that you were in this canyon that was like something out of like 127 hours, Danny. I was so concerned for your well-being.
Oh, don't. Tyson and I went there actually 2 years ago. So I was just taking my new best friend to the same place that my old best friend and I used
all
to go.
All the old spots?
Yeah.
All the old spots.
Did you do the 15 miles?
No, we did 19 miles.
Oh, you did 19?
Yeah.
So you even outdid your old best friend.
Yep. Mm-hmm. My new best friend can handle more mileage.
Yeah. And then what do you do when you get into that little, like, very thin canyon? How many was that? Like, only like 2 or 3 feet across?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's barely across for Tyson's broad shoulders can barely fit. But yeah, it's cool. If you ever come out here and we do a bros trip, we can drive to most of that. We can avoid the 18 miles. If you come out, we'll drive out to it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to go in there.
Unless you don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
But there's lots of places like that in Utah. Utah's famous for those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, back to the social network thing, if you think they have it rough right now, is the Zuck. Arizona doesn't change their time. Mm-hmm. So I had to do this at 9 a.m. my time instead of 10 a.m. like I used to.
Yeah.
And as I was complaining to Danny, he came up with an interesting idea about the time change.
All of us either go on to Greenwich Mean Time or we just revert back to the sundial. No more switching the clock, no more daylight savings time, no more time zones. Have you seen how time zones are drawn on the map? They make zero sense.
Makes no sense. Yeah.
It's like straight line, and then like Russia has like 15 because they want 15 or something like that.
A lot of China gerrymandering of the time zones.
Yeah. Gerrymandering. That's a perfect word. It's gotten out of control. And look, Tyson suffered. I suffered for a couple days trying to get my kids to go to bed wake up. It just sucks. It's so stupid.
Yeah, what's going on there? A lot of people are deleting their clocks now, Danny, because they're so fed up with what's going on with the daylight savings time.
The first social network of all time, the clock.
Yeah. Want to be free of it.
All get on Greenwich Mean Time. And while we're at it, let's finally go to the metric system here in the U.S. because it's just
we're really shaking things up today.
I know, but it's going to happen sooner or later because the imperial system.
Wait, so you
want to
implement
stupid.
Both of these changes today?
Yes, I would implement. There'll be some growing pains. I agree, but it won't be as painful as trying to teach every new generation that 5,280 feet is a freaking mile.
Mm-hmm. But where did this come from? I've never heard you talk about the metric system before.
I am a big supporter of switching to the metric system. Canada did it.
The metric system it's all done in tens.
Yes.
It makes sense.
It's the perfect system. Mm-hmm. Our system is so dumb. And now, like, the reason it's come up is because I bought some stuff from Europe. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm buying size-wise. I have to go in. I have to ask Google to convert things. I'm like, this is madness. Let's just
what are you
all
buying
get on the
from
same
Europe?
Clock. All ski stuff. All get on the same clock. and all get on the same measurement
system.
What, this is just out of control.
Danny, you're such a elitist globalist of, I want my Greenwich Mean Time. I want my metric system.
Yeah, I think I saw...
Very patriotic.
Well, I don't care what it sounds like. It sounds
important.
I want
time.
It to be patri logic. All right. I just want it to make sense.
The
imperial
logic.
System is. Yeah, I tried to be you. I don't know how well that worked.
Good attempt at a pun.
I tried.
Leave that up to Rob.
I will. I'll consult Rob before saying all puns. It's just so stupid. Both those things are so dumb that we just need to abolish them.
Mm-hmm.
And just suck it up. One generation is going to have to take the punch and be like,
it's not even a generation. It's going to take like 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah. It's so dumb. It is so dumb. I can't get over it. But don't, you know, let's just move on because I could go on and on about this forever.
Okay. All right. We'll see if there's going to be a big movement to get the metric system back. I kind of feel like that nobody else is talking about that right now, Danny.
Everybody talks about it under their breath when they have to deal with something that involves a conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Big imperial system has somehow gotten Donald Trump elected to divert our attention towards the presidency on the daily instead of switching from imperial to metric.
Is that what's going on?
Probably.
Wow.
Guys, only three countries use the imperial system. You want to know what they are?
Who?
America.
Liberia.
Yes.
Myanmar. And the United States of America. What an elite group of people. So basically, if you travel to those other two countries, which I don't think you would want to, but you could.
Wait, England doesn't?
No. They use the metric system.
No, well, they have like pounds and stones.
Yeah, they do have
that,
the stones. The stones is weird. I agree. But at least
where did our system come from? Did we invent it when we got to the U.S.?
I don't know the history. I don't need to know the history to know that it's stupid.
All right. Well, this is like a whole different podcast of like, how did we?
It really
how
is.
Did we get to this?
But let me just say, Liberia and Myanmar, those are our brothers in the imperial
yes.
system. Keep that in
well,
mind.
At least we know it's safe to travel to without our minds having to do any math.
Okay. All right. Well,
guys trip 2019, Myanmar.
All right.
Okay. Are they having an eclipse, Tyson?
Oh, I got to find out. I don't think so. I think just what are those islands called out in the middle of nowhere?
That's you talked about that. So it starts with a P. P island. No?
Oh, maybe it does. Maybe it does.
Okay. Anyway.
It probably does.
All right. Well,
Pitcairn. The Pitcairn Islands, Rob, that's where we're going. There's only 50 people that live on the island. 10% of them were convicted of of pedophilia.
Oh, boy.
And so we got to be careful while we're there.
Yeah. That we don't get caught up in the ring?
No, don't mistake us for 10-year-old boys.
Okay. Yeah, for 10-year-old boys. Make sure to grow your beards out, gentlemen.
All right. So we're in the process of talking about some major social upheaval right now. And maybe Danny wants to follow in the footsteps of what's going on in China. And we have actually touched on this before about this idea of China giving people a number where they are going to like have your score, which is going to determine a lot of things in the society. And now China is saying that now people with a low social credit number will be banned from planes and trains. Danny, are you on board with this?
Okay. According to recent news, we might actually want to be banned from planes.
Yes.
It sounds like trains are the safer bet other than the occasional crash, but planes are definitely dangerous.
Yeah.
But hey, what if the system actually gets rid of all these rowdy plane people?
Passengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody with peacocks is allowed to travel anymore.
Nobody with peacocks? What do you mean?
Well, there's a
the lady tried to bring her emotional peacock on board, and they were like, no.
Yes, yes. Her stress, social anxiety peacock that is not allowed to come on the plane.
Everybody with social anxiety, with pretend social anxiety, will be banned from the from planes.
Okay. Now, Danny, a lot of people have talked about how this is like that Black Mirror episode where the woman is worried about her score and then it keeps getting lower and lower. But do you see any positives of this?
Well, first of all, the score isn't determined by other people, which is one big difference.
Mm.
It's determined
by the government.
The government who looks into kind of the speech. Yeah. Having the government control it is great if you're part of the party that controls the government, right?
So as long as
you can stay in control, this is a great idea because now you can finally get back at all those people you never agreed with or who irritate you. But the minute your party loses power, then
you're
payback's going to be a bitch. It always is.
So you can switch party lines. You could go across party lines.
Yeah, some people can do that. You have to do it. You have to be careful when switching party lines. It's a difficult move. Not everyone can do it. But yeah, you're right, Tyson. I think Tyson's the kind of guy that could jump back and forth.
Yeah. No,
I think Tyson's safe.
Tyson's liked on all sides. Now, Tyson, do you think that this is a positive or a negative?
I think it's a negative for sure.
Oh, boy.
This is why...
Well, now you can't go to China, Tyson. There's your first strike.
Exactly.
No,
my first black mark.
No, the first
was
when he tried to eat the banana non-erotically on video.
Yeah. I have two check marks against me.
Yes.
So here's why it's bad is that it's not... You're not treating everyone as equal. So when... people say, oh, China's going to take over. I was like, no, people in China have zero patriotism because they don't create a reason for people to be patriots. And they don't walk around telling all the kids from the moment they're born that they're in the greatest country of all time.
What if they have good patriot logic?
Like, this is a logical idea.
Logic.
And it's their country implementing it. It's patriologic.
Yeah. I can see this being good in certain situations. Like, yeah, okay, if you raise a ruckus on a plane, you're not able to fly on a plane for an amount of time and things like that. Yes, definitely. But I don't think the government can be in charge because it's like you could get in a spat with a police officer over a speeding ticket and now all of a sudden you can't go fly on an airplane.
By the way, we have something like this called the no-fly list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's who's
on that no-fly list?
The conditions are different. Sometimes innocent people get caught up on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
So
according to this article from The Verge, they say that people could get dinged for things that they consider to be minor infractions, like leaving a bike parked on a footpath. Tyson, you hate that, right?
Yeah, but that's not enough for them not being able to fly on a plane.
Or, Danny, this one's for you, issuing an apology that is deemed insincere.
I'll never be able to fly. Never. Oh, man.
China's going to take itself down before it rises to take over the world.
Here's the thing. Here's the great thing about this, is that we get to see somebody do this experiment.
Yeah.
And we get to see it from a distance. And pass or fail, we're not going to really pay for whatever consequences come from this experiment. So we get to watch this unfold, and I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I don't know. But then on the upside, you're sort of like getting rid of all these rabble rousers from the planes and the trains, Danny. Think of the upside.
I do like that. But again, we have a no-fly list. If we just put more people on it who were rabble rousers.
Or other infractions,
no-fly list. I feel like it's like...
Mostly terrorists.
Yeah.
Terrorists and suspected
felons.
Terrorists.
People who put their bare feet on the back of the seat.
What I'm saying is we should open up the list to things like
to
that.
Larger.
You want to put more
And then you can just log into socialcreditkarma.com to see your...
actually, that's a good idea, Tyson.
Social credit score.
Like, if you see something, you know how they say, if you see something.
Let's have it on the metric system instead of like 750. What does that even mean as a credit score?
Right. So you want to have it up to 1,000.
Yes.
Then you'll
want 1,000 to be the top. Yeah.
I like this. Let's create an app. I think there was already one out there called People. And so if you're on the airplane, you take a picture of the person with the feet, facial recognition finds them in the system and dings their score.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've got their feet up on the tray, take a picture, facial recognition scores ding. Now let's actually use Facebook to help solve our airplane.
For good.
Yeah, airplane travel.
We'll finally use Facebook for good.
For good.
But what about if you Photoshop somebody? Like, I feel like there's ways you could still...
Yeah,
like they have to have a certain amount of infractions, or it has to be reported by a certain amount of people that are not connected with each other.
Well, Facebook's tied into everything. That's how they make so much money selling your information. So it can do background checks on, did you travel? Is that your seat? Where was this picture taken in the plane? And there's probably metadata associated with photoshopping that could also read into. So it'll be hard to game the system. We just need to get these rabble rousers, as Rob constantly refers to them, off these planes, because the planes are just becoming fight clubs.
Yeah. Well, not just fight clubs, Danny. Speaking of rabble rousers on planes and China, we got a story that ties this all together. Listen to this. So this is a story about a China Eastern Airlines flight, which was from December 2017, and a series of videos have come out which claim that the flight crew participated in an orgy.
Uh-oh, that's quite a few points.
Yes.
I mean, this plane is going to be grounded and then scrapped. Because that's the entire crew.
Yes. Now, Tyson, now what do you do? Okay. So now we've made this system, this social credit system in China. People can't fly if they're getting dinged for bad behavior. And now here's the whole flight crew of a Chinese airline participating in an orgy, which was captured on video. And then also then people are they're denying that it was them, which is an insincere apology. It's not even an apology.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And the video was removed by the government.
Yeah, all over. Mm-hmm. But this is, let's go back to the last story. I think based on this story, what you need to do is you can only fly certain airlines. Like Southwest is like, oh, we take you, assuming that your social credit score goes up to 1,000. Now they're advertising like Southwest, we'll fly you as long as you're above 210.
Mm-hmm.
And
Southwest will take people then, with lower credit scores.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a good
idea. Because people still need to fly places.
Right.
But then you just have like, you have like essentially the squatter's village of planes. Where people get on there and they're just like, we all brought our animals and we all take our shoes off and we all wear shorts to travel and none of us brush our teeth and we all have stinky farts nonstop and we all try to have orgies in the back room. And you're like, okay, that's not the place for me. But if you have a social credit score of under 200, there's only one airline you can fly.
Now, just to be clear, the orgy, the alleged orgy did not happen on the plane, but instead happened in a hotel room. And there were, I believe, six people from the flight crew, which were naked, dancing and grinding and laughing, Danny, laughing.
Well, the laughter is at the start of the orgy. The crying is at the end. So it's all a matter of when you film the orgy. It's a totally different vibe at the end.
Lots of, so wait, this wasn't even on the airplane?
No, but the video emerged.
And are they wearing like flight attendant uniforms, or how do you know that they're even connected at all with anything?
You know, I have not watched the video yet.
Hard to watch. You don't want to get marked by the Chinese government.
No, don't watch it.
Yeah.
You don't watch it. You'll get dinged.
Yes.
Then you'll have to fly like their worst airline, the one that doesn't even have seats. It just has like chicken crates and stuff.
Yeah. Now, in the still frame, though, that there are a number like in this tweet, which is in Chinese, I can't read it. There are a number of pictures which show the flight crew in their uniforms. But I don't have any still shots from the orgy at this time.
That's what a shame. I'm sure those are forthcoming.
Yes.
You'll have those. You know what? It would have been smart to do this on the plane. Because then I feel like it didn't matter how big of a mess you make. The plane is so disgusting that it's not going to have any effect. No one's going to care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, the plane is a part of China. I don't see why they care what their employees do. I bet their employees are doing this all over the place, just not in China.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, do you think this was their first time? Do you think people are laughing at their first orgy and dancing and grinding. I mean, even with alcohol, I'm sure your first one is a nervous affair. These are people who are well versed in the orgy. Yeah.
Yeah. Which in is China. How you really kick off an orgy usually is just be like, okay, let's have the sexiest dude here eat a banana as sexily as
or,
he can.
Yeah, maybe they're down at the bar. A guy orders a banana knowing that that's like the call sign for, hey, let's do an orgy.
Yeah.
Is that the call sign or is that just the catalyst where everybody's like,
Tyson, does it change anything for you that they were not in China when this happened?
It changes everything for me that they were not in the airplane. If they're just in a hotel, then why does that even matter?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
If they're not wearing their uniforms and they're in a hotel, I think that's where 99.9% of orgies take place are in hotels, because who wants to defile their own home?
Exactly.
Right. See a lot of people coming in and out of the house. Your neighbors ask a lot of questions. That's a fair point.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also,
I mean, I'm not an expert on that, but that's what logic and reason would tell me.
Their uniforms would not be an indication, because what if that was all part of the...
fantasy?
The ruse.
Fantasy. Yeah, it's like, I just came in from Shanghai. I'm so grimy. Is that a banana you're eating?
You're right.
My body clock is off. I'm still on Greenwich Mean Time.
Our cable's not working. Could you come in and fix the cable box and bring in that room service? That's just a giant plate of bananas. Things are getting crazy.
Very crazy.
So the airline has denied that their employees were the people featured in the video, and they are saying that this is fake news.
Fake news.
Fake orgy video.
Yeah, it's a fake orgy video, and then they very aggressively tried to get the video removed from everywhere they could.
Yeah, it's fake news, but six people are about to disappear.
Yeah. Or are
never
already
to be
gone.
Seen again. Or are they probably already gone.
It was not them. This was that was
and
different.
One flight out of Spain has zero zero flight attendants on it. Can you imagine that, getting on a flight with no flight attendants? Who's going to yell at the old lady who constantly tries to get her cane from the overhead bin just so she knows that it's there?
Yeah. Hey, that'd be a great place for robots. Get rid of, I mean, flight attendants have a horrible job.
Yeah, but you need like a RoboCop style robot that's like threatening to shoot lasers.
Tyson, this is a robot that can try to make you feel comfortable, but can also break your arm in half like it's a small twig.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be.
Look, flight attendants have to put up with a lot of crap from people. They're trying to blow off some steam. I agree. Who cares? Who cares what they're doing in their free time if everybody was a consenting party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Or a consenting robot. We don't know that all
whatever
participants were human.
Whatever. Okay. Let's talk about another big trend going on that we talked a couple of weeks ago about, how the hottest proposal among millennials was the avocado proposal, where millennials were taking an engagement ring, putting it inside an avocado, and presenting it to their partner. Now, what do you do with that ring once you are an engaged millennial? Well, the hottest new fad is engagement rings that get embedded into your finger for millennials, Danny.
Okay, I saw this. And first of all, I have the new trend. How many people have to do something before it becomes a trend? Because they're not showing hundreds of people doing this.
Two.
Yeah, they're showing like two people.
Because, Rob, you're using the word hottest pretty liberally here.
Well, no, they have it in the article. It talks about how it's a new trend. So in Rob's defense, but it's like, I know or have seen people who have forked tongues, right? I wouldn't say that forked tongues are becoming the new hottest thing among serpent aficionados or however you say that word.
Aficionados.
There we go. Thank
aficionados.
You, Rob. So I could never say that. But anyway, it's like not that many people have this done. So okay. I don't know if it's a new trend or a hot new
Tyson,
trend.
Tyson, would you like to hear a news report about this thing you say I'm making up?
Fine. I'm not saying you're making anything up.
Nestled in the skin of your ring finger. Sam Abbas is the owner of NYC Ink Studio in the West Village.
We noticed lately a lot of people coming looking for that.
Apparently some millennials are ditching the usual engagement ring and instead piercing their ring fingers.
I think it looks nice, but if you really think about what it's doing to the body and like you can have scarring, it's so many complications that can happen from it.
Abbas says there could be problems if the person doesn't take care of the piercing.
Yeah, there could be problems, Tyson.
How is this done? Is it attached to the bone?
No, it's there's like a anchor underneath the skin. So just like
skin anchor.
A larger wide plate probably with the diamond attached to it that they slide it in there. And so it's just kind of hovering in between. But I don't think, I mean, I guess if you are wearing a ring, you can have your finger degloved, which is looks really bad. And this way you're only ripping off the top part of your skin.
Right. So you're saying that Tyson, like when you could be wearing a glove and then the diamond could catch in that and then you just rip your finger open.
No, what I'm saying
is glove is different.
If you Google, which you don't want to do.
Don't do it.
Degloving. Wedding rings are notorious for pulling all of the flesh off of your finger bone like a glove, inside out.
Why?
Jimmy Fallon had it done. Like, let's say you're out working in the yard. You snag your ring on something and yank your hand.
Yeah, you could catch this on just as many things.
Yeah, but what Tyson says
or more.
My ring again. That's it.
Yeah, I don't wear mine.
Or more things. I think this is a greater percentage risk of ripping it out because your ring, I don't wear my ring when I'm doing anything that's going to be like podcasting. I don't wear my ring for podcasting.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah. It's too dangerous. So, Rob, though, I think you should read up on degloving just so that you can be aware not to wear your wedding ring for
once
anything
you do,
active.
Once you do, you'll never wear it again. The minute I found out what degloving was, gone.
Okay. Well, that's it. I'm out. I'm never wearing my ring ever again, except if I go someplace with my wife where she makes me. That's it.
Here's another problem. Every time you reach into your pockets, and millennials wear very tight pants.
Yeah.
Oh, right? My goodness.
This is going to hurt so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why
also,
this is
in the story.
I feel like millennials didn't think this through.
I don't know. They need to have a meeting on this because the woman in the story also got it on her middle finger. Also, I don't know why not the ring finger.
She's not even getting engaged or married. She just wanted that done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm beginning to wonder how many people have really done this because in that interview, the guy said, have come in looking. He didn't even say that they've done it. He just said they've come in looking
thinking
for the
about
option.
It.
Yes, they're thinking about it.
On the bright side, the whole process only takes 10 minutes and costs about $100.
Yeah, but that's not for the diamond. That's just for the piercing.
Yeah. And then the healing process could take 20 weeks.
Yeah, but you can go to Claire's.
20 weeks?
Yeah.
You can go to Claire's and get your ears pierced for like $25.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a ripoff when you think of that because it's only one
piercing. It could be a ripoff in a lot of ways.
In high school, in the chemistry class, I watched a guy pierce his lip with a safety pin. He did it for free.
Yeah. Was he a millennial?
No, he was crazy. He was definitely, he was then. He was crazy. But I thought, wow, that's a cheap way to do that.
Did he ice it or anything?
No, he just jabbed it through. It was amazing.
When I was on my Mormon mission, I watched a dude pierce his ear with a Moroni tie tack. And that was cool because then
What's
he wore this
tie tack.
It's just a tie tack with
a Mormon
symbol on it.
Yeah, with a church symbol on it, which the Mormons are very adverse to body piercing. So the fact that he did this on his mission with a religious emblem was quite hilarious.
It was basically like getting a diamond on your middle finger.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that this might cost a lot, but I think people will come up with DIYs on YouTube. Maybe Logan Paul can do one. DIY
he's
diamond
back.
Ring. Yeah, he's back. This is a good idea for Logan Paul.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about another story about somebody who finds himself in trouble this week. An Austrian man has been fined 160 euro. Danny, what's the conversion of that? 160 euro to U.S. dollars?
I'm just 110, 120 bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, it says right here, $197.
Okay, I was just checking.
Dang it, I went the wrong direction.
Yeah. So the infraction was that he got himself in trouble. This is something that he might be blackmailed for, that he went on Facebook and he figured out where there was going to be a speed trap. And so he told his Facebook friends that two Smurfs are standing by with lasers on a highway, and the police found that and they fined him. Now the question is, what exactly did he get? Is he in trouble for revealing that there was a speed trap, or, as it seems from what this article is implying, that he's in trouble for calling the police officers Smurfs? He defamed the police officers, Tyson.
I think that's a common name to call them Smurfs. I feel like when I lived in Austria.
It is?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. Austria,
not in the U.S., but Austrian. When I lived in Austria, all my teammates called them Smurfs, I believe. And they're finally fighting back.
The new catchphrase, the new slang for the officers of the law. We call them Smurfs, they're blue.
They didn't all sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger, which was disappointing when I first got there. Yeah.
It sounds like this guy's lucky that they don't have the Chinese method of, credit scores.
He'd never be able to get in a car or fly again.
No,
or on
he'd
a train.
Be done.
He'd be done.
He's done. This was got
house arrest.
Bad. Yeah, house arrest. The Smurfs come over and teach you a lesson.
Now, I am on the Urban Dictionary, and I'm looking up Smurfs, and I don't see anything about the police. The top definition, according to the Urban Dictionary, is an experienced gamer posing as a newbie under an alternate name. Danny, have you heard about this before?
No, but I'm so glad I learned that today, because
online poker players will do that, I think.
You know, online people don't generally use terms like Smurf. They're far more racist and degrading, the terms they use to describe
people. Give us an example.
I don't think I want to, just in case the government's listening and my credit score will get dinged. But I've never heard anyone call Smurfs. I have heard way worse things. Yeah.
Well, used. Then here's another definition. A Smurf, a person hired by a meth cook to purchase pseudoephedrine for them at a local pharmacy. And they use it in context of, hello, I'd like to get the Equate cold formula 90 count, please. And the pharmacist would say, you went over your 3-box limit 2 weeks ago. Go get out of my store, you stupid Smurf.
Oh,
wow. So even the pharmacist knows they're Smurfs, but does nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't know where Smurfs come from. And then the third definition is Smurf is a TV show featuring 100 little blue communists, only two of which are female. They're led by a dictator and sometimes by Trotsky when the dictator's off Smurfing the town B-word, and they use the word Smurf as much as possible.
Wow. Jeez, I wouldn't want to be any of these Smurfs. They all sound pretty horrible.
Except for the police. Nothing wrong
with
that.
Police sounds okay. Not getting any respect from the locals, though.
Yeah, how did they know? Did somebody rat him out, Danny?
I'm sure that they've got an officer who just cruises the internet looking for crimes that have been committed. It's been a slow day. Here's a guy calling us a Smurf. That's $200.
Boom.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Met our quota. We just barely met our quota with that final ticket for the month.
The man said that he meant Smurfs as a harmless joke rather than an insult, and he plans to defend himself.
Can't it be both a harmless joke and an insult?
Well, somebody wasn't laughing.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think you could, it depends on how you say it, right?
Yes, it's an insult, but it's a harmless joke. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you could say it.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Let's follow this story. I'm very interested to see how this all pans out for this gentleman.
The police officers in question. Actually, were the guys who were at the speed check, were they personally offended, or were all the police officers offended?
Probably all the police officers.
I don't think any police officers are offended because I think they call them Smurfs in Austria. Google that. Do you call policemen Smurfs in Austria?
Okay. I would like to think that it's a case-by-case scenario where this guy's probably a huge jerk. You know, so that combined with the comment.
His social credit score is already way low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they deal with this guy all the time. He's a total pain in the butt. He said some horrible things in the past, but this was like the last straw. You know what I mean? We don't really know the context.
Yes.
Under which this guy got this.
By the way, all of the results about Australian police officers and Smurfs pertain to this particular case. I'm on page 4 of Google results. And
wow. Did you say Australian or Austrian?
Austrian. Yes.
Okay.
So, sadly, this man has now bought out the search results for Austria police officers Smurfs. So, maybe some of our Austrian listeners can tell about this. Okay, this is a crazy story. We're talking about so many different exciting animals and dangerous animals in the world, but scientists have discovered a boa constrictor with two heads and two hearts, Tyson.
That's fantastic. It's ridiculous because two-headed animals are rare. But they mostly all share the same internal organs. For this thing to have two hearts, maybe it will live longer than 3 weeks.
Hmm. Okay, so is this good news or bad news?
Well, I think it's good news because... It's interesting. It's not bad. If it was like a cobra, that would be bad.
That would be bad news. Two-headed cobra?
Yeah, that's... No, we don't want those showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Twice the danger.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. Is this some sort of a terrible mutation, Tyson, or is this the first of its kind?
I don't think it's the first of its kind.
It happened in Florida.
It's definitely a horrible mutation, but it's not the first of its kind.
Yes. Okay. So is this a harbinger of things to come? Could there be more two-headed snakes, Tyson?
No. They don't live very long. It's hard for two. Imagine if you were two-headed, Rob.
You could podcast twice as much.
You'd think so, but what if you both wanted to go two separate ways? Haven't you ever seen that show with Matt Damon and
Greg Kinnear?
Lloyd Bridges. Oh, Greg Kinnear. And they want to go separate ways all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to being a Siamese twin like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the right personalities mixed with, I think this snake's going to have some health problems.
Yeah. Danny, do you think that we should try to separate the two snakes? Is that on the table?
No. I mean, we don't know. Maybe they have some, psychic connection.
Yeah, maybe they love it this way.
Yeah, they're best friends. They share every experience. And then you separate them and they'll just die of sorrow.
Mm-hmm. They're best friends.
I mean, they are snakes, which are soulless creatures. So I don't think that's the case, but it's a possibility.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go from talking about a two-headed snake to another animal. But this one is actually a robot, and it is a robot tortoise who has an important lesson for kids. And that lesson is beating up robots is not okay.
Yes. That was quick. Yeah. From our last story. To this one, it was that fast. They're teaching kids not to beat up robots.
I feel that whoever is in charge of this movement is a listener of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the robot teaches kids it's not okay to beat up robots because is there something inherent in human nature, Tyson, that kids see a robot and want to beat it up?
There's something inherent in kids where they see something and want to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not all the time, but sometimes kids have a hard time vocalizing their anger or their feelings or their emotions. And yeah, I think not all kids, like Bergen doesn't hit her toys, but we have had plenty of kids over here that have definitely used a lot of our toys as punching bags.
Well, guys, think about it. We spend a lot of our day yelling at some form of, some
artificial robot. Intelligence.
artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Siri's like gets so much abuse because she's such an idiot. She never gets anything right. Mm-hmm. She sends me to the internet, which I could have done on my own anyway. Like, oh, here's some stuff I found for you on the internet. It's like, what? Why would I? I could have done that myself.
Right.
So I think
but you would have only been able to do it about twice as fast.
Yeah, exactly. We yell at our computers. We yell at our cars. We yell at our phones. So
people
I think
beat
that
up TVs all the time.
People beat mm-hmm. up TVs, especially when their sports team loses. Mm-hmm. So we are predisposed to just abuse our technology. So this kind of makes sense. We're teaching that next generation that's going to be just fully immersed in AI and
I have
robotics.
A confession.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I broke a laptop in half once out of anger.
Why? What happened?
I'm talking about.
It just took so long to load that I just like snapped it over my leg.
It?
Yep.
Wow.
Did you say something cool when you smashed it, like compute this?
Or I wish I had the presence of mind to say something like that. I think I just said the F word.
Try loading now.
Screen as hard as I could and then took it and broke it over. Not along the hinge. I broke it the other way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was the equivalent of tearing like a phone book in half.
Yeah. It's impossible to do unless you have the proper amount of rage.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that if you get worked up enough into a frenzy, Tyson, you could probably tear any robot in half.
Yeah. I'm an Incredible Hulk. I will actually be the savior of the human race once the robots take over, as long as you could agitate me enough.
As long as on their face is projected the spinning wheel of doom. That just instantly sends Tyson into a rage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I think we're going to be okay, guys.
All right. So there's hope out there for the robots in the next generation that the Gen Xers are prone to beating up robots, but maybe the next generation after the millennials will not have
after the millennials.
Same,
yeah.
The millennials are sort of on the fence about it, but now the next generation that's coming
up. Well, their hands aren't strong enough. Remember, they've got weak grip strength, so their ability to abuse the robots
from all the avocados.
Yeah.
Plus, their hands are going to be tender from all the diamonds they have embedded in them, so it's like you can't.
You got to be gentle. You can't punch anyone in the face. That's an excellent point, Tyson. If you got that diamond in there, you've been limited to how much face punching you can do.
Basically, when you get this diamond on your head, you're now a target for thieves who know that you can't defend yourself.
Unless you hit them with the diamond, but then that probably is just going to really mess
that
up
that hurts
your
you really yeah. bad. Ugh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. This is from the Gwyneth Paltrow Friends of Gwyneth category. So two other of Hollywood's A-list came out with a disturbing report. It was actress Cate Blanchett who revealed that she and Sandra Bullock recently had a beauty procedure known as a penis facial, and how that works is it is
you don't have to tell us.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. It sounds like they
exactly
went on the same guy's trip I went on last
it's
weekend.
It's not exactly what you think. That I believe it is made from discarded baby foreskin, Danny. That is
from Korea.
No, no, that's worse than what I thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's worse.
Because that's a very stretchy part of the body.
Elastic.
Yeah, elastic.
Yeah.
That they can get that into their face, and that's going to help with the anti-aging process.
Okay, what's worse, the vampire facial or this? I think this is far worse.
Oh, yeah.
This penis facial?
What's worse, having millennial blood drained into your own body or this? This is worse. This is the worst idea yet.
Mm-hmm. Why?
But at least it's by two of Hollywood's most beloved actresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to do my Cate Blanchett impersonation. Hi, I'm Cate Blanchett. I'm so classy. I'm such a classy lady. I actually can't get her name down, but I hate how classy she pretends to be everywhere she goes.
Well, by the way, this facial
so
costs
right there.
$650.
That's it?
That's not that much. Yeah.
But the very same facial in any dark alley in New York is almost free.
You can get foreskin in dark alleys?
No, a similar facial.
So a penis facial.
Sound.
a same name, different.
Okay, look, let's be serious. We got to be serious about this. This is a news show, and we're here to report the story. Cate Blanchett. Okay. She said she was asked about this by Vogue Australia in the magazine. She said, "Sandy Bullock and I saw this facialist in New York. Her name is Georgia Louise, and she gives us what she calls the penis facial, and it's something I don't know what it is or whether it's just because it smells a bit like sperm, but there's an enzyme in it. So Sandy calls it the penis facial."
Okay.
How does she know what sperm smells like?
I don't know.
Trees.
I don't know.
Smells like those trees. Blossom.
Yes.
Yeah.
And according to the website of the woman, the facialist that they saw, that is derived from the progenitor cells of the human fibroblast taken from Korean newborn baby foreskin. That's how they developed it.
Why does it matter where it came from? Why do they have to say
the only
Korean
place where it's legal to do that?
Extra stretchy, Danny.
Well, I think Tyson actually has a good point, because how many parents are like, oh, sure. You know what?
I'd like to donate
the foreskin for celebrity facials. That's something
I'd like Bullock.
To do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sandy Bullock just doesn't sound correct.
Put it in an envelope and mail it to her house, and she'll grind it up in the blender and wipe it on her face.
I think it's a little more complicated than that, Danny.
Oh, it is.
I think you're trivializing this a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Yes. Come on. We need to have more respect for our A-list celebrities.
Yeah, we do. Sorry about my Cate Blanchett impersonation.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the dark alley comment.
Yes. So this is a serious medical procedure. And I guess we should get they could have like a before and after picture.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I bet they look the same.
But how do
they
feel?
Has Goop weighed in on this yet?
Goop is wondering how to get in. A stronger
sense of semen odor on their face. So there's that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they would say that. I mean, I don't know why that seems.
And
like
why that. It would smell like that. I don't think foreskin smells like that.
Yeah.
Danny, does foreskin smell like that?
Danny would know. I'm currently online with Korea. I should know in 7 to 10 business days.
Okay.
Did you email?
He just got an order. We just got an order, guys.
Got an order in.
You ordered it from the facialist's website.
Yeah, that's what I think it was called, the facialist.
The facialist. Yeah. That's a new procedural drama.
A TV show.
Yes, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's right after NCIS.
Right after NCIS.
You thought
it's the facialist.
You thought we thought of everything, but we didn't yet. Coming
starring
to
Sandra Bullock.
Coming
Sandra
to CBS.
And the Cate Facialist. Blanchett, star in The Facialist.
Hi, guys. I'm so classy. I'm Cate Blanchett.
So new voice now.
Yeah. If you're going to do a voice, you got to make sure it's consistent.
Well, I prefer to not do it consistent.
Okay. Boy, so this lady, she loves taking celebrities' money.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she's stealing some of Goop's thunder.
She's kind of like a Robin Hood.
Yes, but I don't think she's giving it to poor people.
Oh, she just keeps it for herself?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So she's like a Robin Hood that doesn't help the poor.
Yes.
She just takes from the rich.
Yes. Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that at all. I think if you want to make it, you got to either exploit the poor or cater to the rich, and this lady's catering to the rich, which I think is a more noble pursuit.
Yes. This story about the samurai sword, is this part of the bolt hole, or are we going to do it
here? Yeah, because you guys covered my other story, so I'm going to save this one. I'm going to tuck it away in my bolt hole.
Jam
it all up in there.
Yeah, tuck that away into the bolt hole. But before we get to Danny's bolt hole, we have the presenting sponsor of Danny's bolt hole. I want to take a moment and thank our friends over at canvaspeople.com. Of course, that canvaspeople.com, they allow you to create beautiful canvas works of art based off of your own photos. So easy to do. Go to canvaspeople.com, just upload your photo, and if you select the 11 by 14 size and use the promo code RHAP, you can get that photo for a special $0 pricing. You just pay the shipping and the handling. Tyson, I can't wait until next week when we're in Reno and we can take take our beautiful picture that we will take and then digitally insert Danny into and then convert that into a Canvas People photo.
Yeah.
Feel free to digitally insert me anytime.
Yes. Okay. Danny, what
we'll insert you digitally all the time.
Yeah. What should we have Danny doing in the photo before we send it to Canvas People and make our beautiful Canvas print?
He should be just doing the Shaka sign and looking super happy.
Yes. That would be great. That would be great if he was just doing that instead. Because that you can decorate your house, that you could be have all these beautiful works of art, just like Tyson's parents have beautiful works of art everywhere with canvaspeople.com. So easy to do. My wife's done it literally 10,000 times. And you just go to canvaspeople.com, upload your photos, stop just letting it sit and rot on Instagram, put it to good use. Go ahead and you're going to love it. Canvas People's got a great offer. 11 by 14 Canvas People photo. You'll get it for free. Just pay the shipping. It's a $69.99 value. All you do is pay the shipping and the handling. So go to canvaspeople.com and get your own 11 by 14 print for free when you upload your photo and enter the promo code RHAP. It's a offer just for our listeners. Go to canvaspeople.com and use promo code RHAP to get that print. And with that, let's get into Danny's Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got a question from one of our listeners. Josh wants to know, did Cate Blanchett grab Brad Pitt as a baby at the end of Benjamin Button to use for the facialist?
I don't think so. Can we start selling bolt hole facials?
How would that work?
I don't know, but I'm going to get to work on it. Because it sounds like something people could use to start their day.
You got to make it sound exciting enough.
Oh,
A-list celebrities are going to want to big money for this, Danny.
It's going to be exciting.
What are we doing? What are we marketing?
Bolt hole facials.
Okay, so bolt hole facials. They're going to revitalize you. They're going to rejuvenate the skin.
Yep.
They're going to build up the collagen underneath. The pores are going to tighten up.
We need a dermatologist. We need someone. Nobody's going to buy that from us.
Well, I just used all the right words.
Yeah, but we could find a dermatologist for sale.
We need to find like a dermatologist who will work with us on this stuff.
I know a PA who is a derm PA. He could do it. And
close
then
enough.
He could claim to be a doctor, probably.
Then we could say 100% of doctors interviewed say the bolt hole facial will do all those things Tyson just said.
Yeah, and I know Dr. Mike, so maybe he can. We'll talk to him also.
Yeah, I think this is a crossroads for him between facial and urology.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay, guys.
Let's talk about this story from your bolt hole.
It's a little bit older. I think it happened last week, but it's got all of the things that both titillate and terrify me.
Mm-hmm. And tantalate.
And tantalate. Yeah, titillate, tantalate, all those tillates.
Tantalate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
is that a real word?
we could make it a word. It doesn't matter. This is a new age for language. So there was a woman and a man. They were going out, had been dating for 2 years. The woman became a little suspicious because her boyfriend was playing way too many video games, and he had Tinder on his phone, scratches across his back. And she thinks she found another girl's hair in the shower drain.
Hmm.
So she thought, wow, okay, I'm upset. How can I vent my frustration? Can't take it out on a robot. Not in this day and age. Maybe she had recently spent time with the turtle and knew that just smashing his phone would be anti-robot behavior. Not acceptable. So she went out and purchased a samurai sword and taped it to the side of her bed, right?
Okay.
Then, while the man was asleep, using her phone as a light, she started hacking at him. Now, don't worry, he didn't die. Okay, and he survived, as he said, mainly due to his martial arts training and all the kung fu films he's watched.
Mm-hmm.
And he is quoted as saying, "I was able to Wing Chun My Way to Survival.
Like the song?
I don't know. Wing Chun.
That doesn't sound like that fun of a time.
Yeah, well, it says he was referring to a Chinese martial art.
Yeah.
So eventually, he got her in a bear hug, which is a classic WWF technique. So right. That's not so Wing Chun. That's more WWF. And he calmed her down. Even though she had been hacking at him, he was able to tell her that he loved her and that she was killing him and that she needed to call police or he was going to die. And here's the crazy thing. That worked. She stopped hacking him. She went to the phone and she called the police saying that she had attacked her husband, quote, using a sword.
Well, the key part of the bear hug is the hug. You know, it's like, remember this? Remember this?
Yeah.
What's weird about the bear
What's
hug is that the
less
you don't ever want a hug from a bear, right? That, so it's like so weird that that's the term. You'd think you'd be, say, something more like a puppy hug. That sounds nice.
No, but a bear's big enough to fully engulf you in its fur.
Yeah, that's a good
point. So imagine like a toothless, clawless bear that was trained to only give hugs.
So he's been playing a great new game called Player Unknown's Battleground. I haven't played it yet, but I've spent a couple hours watching my brother play it. Looks
great.
Are
you just smurfing us, Danny?
Yeah, what's going on now?
No, I really haven't played it. And anyway, so the reason this story, I was drawn to the story is, first of all, I have a serious fear of blades. Like, my wife picks up a knife and I take a couple steps back because you just don't know with a knife.
Hmm, okay.
Right? It's a terrifying instrument of death that people used for hundreds, if not thousands of years, stabbing and slashing. And I think that fear of swords has come down to me through, you know, genetics or something, because I just cannot stand it. So the idea of someone attacking me with a sword is just, that really speaks to me. That's
Did you have a
terrifying.
Traumatic experience as a child?
I may have, right? Maybe when I was a baby, another baby came at me with like a sharpened popsicle stick. I don't know.
I like this guy's defense. So you're thinking that, like, let's say I get mugged on the street by some dudes and I just profess my love for them.
Yeah.
You think they'll stop?
Yeah. Actually, that might. That might creep him out or just totally short circuit him.
Yeah.
I feel your pain. You say to them.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I love you.
I feel your pain. I love you. What?
That's an interesting
we
idea.
We could have been friends. Yes. I love you.
Maybe when we go to Liberia and we're being taken hostage, but at least we're using the same imperial
system. We know
system.
How many miles we've gone.
Yeah, when we know how many miles are going to take us, maybe then you could try hugging one of your captors and saying, hey, I love you, man. And maybe it'll be enough to get you released.
But is the issue here with this guy? Because I kind of feel like that the moment my wife brings home a samurai sword and mounts it in the bedroom, I know there's a problem. That I'm not going to wait for her to unsheath it and attack me with it. The moment
so
I
she had it
wife,
mounted for a while?
Yeah. Well, the moment I see that my wife has not only purchased a samurai sword, but has gone through the trouble of installing it on the wall without my help.
Yeah. Well, other she than, taped it to the bed. But yeah.
Other than county and state fairs, where do you buy a samurai sword?
Yeah, with the death of the mall, right? Because malls are dying. Where are you going to buy swords in the future?
I think you go to sword convention.
Oh, that would be the last place I'd
want
to go.
Background checks.
Yeah, that sounds like the most terrifying place ever.
Go around all the loopholes at the sword trade show.
When I was a kid, we used to go to the sword store in the mall.
Yep.
And we'd ask what swords could cut through human sternums. And then they were like, we are unable to sell you any blades now.
Do you know how many throwing stars, Tyson, I bought from that store?
The cutlery store?
Just ask my
corner
mom.
Cutlery. How
because
many?
Because we threw them at our intercom system in our room.
Okay.
You remember those old 80s intercom systems? And then we would cover it after we threw the throwing stars at it with a pitcher. Kind of like Shawshank people. Redemption.
Yeah.
It was a smart move, but I probably bought
use for canvas people to get canvas photos to hang over all your throwing star holes on your wall.
Yeah,
seriously, everybody needs to cover up their throwing star.
What you should do is just get a picture of the wall and then just
that's genius.
That. Yeah, be camouflaged.
Wow.
So before you throw a throwing star at that particular spot on the wall, take a picture of that spot on the wall.
By the way, are you more terrified of your wife coming home with a samurai sword or like 10 throwing stars? And one of those stars looks like the throwing star from the movie Kroll.
The movie Kroll?
Yeah, I think that's what it's
Nick
called,
Kroll?
Right, Tyson? No, Kroll. Is that what it's
Nick,
called?
Nick Kroll?
No. I'm going to look it up because I'm pretty sure I got
Never
this right.
Never heard of this movie before.
I haven't heard of the movie Kroll either.
Guys, it's a great movie. Probably not, but he does use... Oh, yeah, there it is. He has a sweet throwing star. K-R-U-L-L.
Oh, a K-R-U-L-L. Kroll.
Kroll, yeah.
Okay, from 1983?
Yeah, great throwing star. The ultimate throwing star. If my wife came home with that, it's basically five knives attached to... you know, like a starfish. If my wife came home with that, I'd know that the end was near.
Yes.
Time to move out.
Starring a young Liam Neeson in Krull.
Whoa.
That was Liam Neeson?
No, he's in it, but he's not the star.
Oh.
How have I never seen this movie?
Kind of 33% on Rotten Tomatoes, if that matters.
Look at that throwing 6. Star.
6.1 on IMDb, though.
Yeah, it's a classic, I think.
It's a B movie. I like how you told us about the movie like we would just know the movie.
I thought it was like on the same page as Labyrinth or, you know, some of those other 80 movies.
No, I bet that nobody that's listening to the show now knows.
I don't believe that.
Kroll, the movie.
Let us know on Twitter if anybody's seen that movie before or heard of it.
Anyway, guys, that's my story. I just like how it had video games. It had swords. Mm-hmm. It had kung fu. It had bear hugs. It had alternative... conflict resolution. I mean, it's just great story. Has it all. And it has a happy, kind of a happy ending. The
Did
guy's
they stay
okay.
Together?
They probably would. I mean, he still loves her even after...
I'd get out of that one.
Yeah, she hacked at him and he had to Wong Chew her.
You'd have to sleep in different rooms for sure. And then you'd always have to keep one eye on her. I don't think you could ever be comfortable in the house with her.
Okay.
No, you're right.
John Tinkham in the chat says, I vouch for Danny. I watched that movie as a child. It has Cyclops in it.
Yes. Boom. A fellow Kroll fan.
Kroller. A Kroll head or a Kroller?
Let's call it a Kroller.
I like Kroller. K-R-U-L-L-E-R. That's the hashtag for the day.
Bam. We just got that.
And do we need to do a movie review for Kroll? Because I bet it hasn't gotten any press for the last 45 years.
What's first, the Social Network or the Kroll?
Kroll.
We'll do Kroll. It depends on how fast Facebook's demise is, because I think we have to wait till it's obvious that Facebook is done, and then we can
Did
watch
that
the
win
Social
the Academy
Network.
Award, Social Network?
I think it won some awards.
Yeah. They should take those back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best Picture 2011. The Facebook movie. Or is this now, is the sequel ready to go, Tyson?
The sequel's ready to go where Justin Timberlake's like, thank God I got out of that.
No, and he's in MySpace.
And then the wink.
No, he did Napster, I think, right?
No.
He did Napster.
No, he invested into MySpace.
Oh, yeah. No, he did. But in the movie, he plays the Napster guy.
He plays a movie. He plays the Napster guy in the movie.
So
his character in the movie is like, thank God I got out of that. And then the Winklevoss twins are like, we put our small fortune into Napster.
With Bitcoin.
With Bitcoin.
Raining tears.
So, okay.
Okay, well, John Tinkham has seen this elusive movie that you've talked about, Danny. So that's one person.
Yeah, I bet more than one.
Okay, all of the crawlers are going to come out of the woodwork this week.
Kroll Convention 2018.
Yes. It's K-R-U-L-L-E-R.
Kroller. We're all crawlers in one way or another.
Yes.
Is that true?
We're all crawlers?
Yeah, we're all crawlers in our hearts.
Okay. John Tinkham's still driveling on and on about this Kroll movie.
Yeah.
Kroll won Best Picture at the Stinkers Bad Movie Awards, according to IMDb.
This guy is, it sounds like he's the real Kroller. He knows way more than I do about Kroll.
Danny, are you taking payola from the Kroll lobby to talk about it on this podcast?
Get a remake.
Hey, yeah, I would gladly take money from anyone to talk about anything, but in this case, no. It might surprise you to find out that I'm doing this on my own free will.
Yeah. Yeah, Kroll is available on Amazon.com.
Is it free?
Well, you get it on Blu-ray for $5.99 on Blu-ray.
I want to watch it digitally.
Blu-ray? Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't even have a player that would I could even insert. Oh, my car. My car has a CD player, so I could insert a disc into that, but it wouldn't play anything.
Blu-ray sounds like some ancient dark magic.
Yeah.
By the power of Blu-ray, we summon these images to our screen.
Okay. Yeah. So they had this thing called Blu-ray where I think they would shoot at each other. No, aliens aren't going to know what was
How about
going
a Blu-ray
on.
Facial?
Oh. Mm,
yeah, well, they like grind up the Krull DVDs and then put it on your face.
It will definitely, if you grind up a Blu-ray and you wipe it on someone's face, they will have a glow.
Yeah.
And probably lots of micro cuts.
Krull, a world light years beyond your imagination. Journey
I bet
into
it's not.
A mystical time and place that belongs to neither the past nor the present, where extraordinary creatures of myth work their incredible magic, and where a horrific, omnipotent beast is the ruler. This is the planet of Krull.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm tuning in.
Okay, guys, next week, I hope you both will watch it.
I will, but I bet Rachel won't.
Yeah, one of the reviews says, don't throw away your DVD. The Blu-ray.
Why? Is that the only format you can
the movie in better clarity than the DVD. Can you use the DVD as a throwing star, Danny?
It's actually, in the shape of a throwing star.
Yeah, I think
already.
They recommend it. Like, you know how you can pop out things out of plastic? So mm-hmm. when you're done with the DVD, you kind of pop out the Krull throwing star, and then you just wreak havoc.
Yes. Okay. Well, you convinced me, Danny, that we are going to add the Krull DVD to our RHAP store at amazon.com/shop/RHAP. People can now get an easy link to purchase Krull.
We usually touch on pretty modern news, like within the week or so. But this news that we're touching on now is only 35 to 40 years old.
Krull.
Krull. 35 years old.
But I bet it hasn't aged a day when you watch it.
When is the remake?
Oh, they'll
as soon
get to
as we get this going, dude. Yeah. We just got to generate enough interest.
Starring Sandra Bullock and Cate Blanchett.
I'm so classy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. Let me look at hashtag Krull, see if anybody's talking about this movie on Twitter.
I doubt it.
Only Danny Bryson.
I hope everybody got their fill of news because we've been talking about Krull, which isn't news. But
yeah, okay. Somebody has a picture of a Krull coloring book from March 17th.
Hey, by the way, for the record, Rob is way more fascinated with Krull than I was.
Well, this is in my wheelhouse. Yeah,
than you ever were.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The list from the feedback I'm seeing, the listeners are also enjoying the Krull talk. Ben King says this needs a whole podcast recap. So we'll see. All right. Great stuff. Hashtag Krullers beating out the Patrilogic and the Tantalate. Those are the other nominees for the hashtag this week.
Hey, I Googled Tantalate. It is a word, too, but it's not the word you'd expect. It's actually a salt, a type of salt.
Nope. Wait, a salt or like sodium?
Salt. S-A-L-T.
Okay.
It's a type of salt.
Like,
yeah.
Like Tantalate Lake City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tantalate Lake City.
All right. Tyson, do we have any reviews for our podcast on iTunes? NewsAF.news.
Sadly, we don't have any new
Do we have any
ones.
Movies, reviews of the movie Krull?
We probably do, but I can read I'll just read a short one here.
Okay.
This yes. podcast is dope, yo, 5 stars by Mikey Dowd. That's all the way back in December 8th.
He's a good dude, Mikey Dowd.
3 fire emojis.
Yes.
Ooh, 3?
Okay. Yep.
All right, there you go. I will give you a review of the movie Krull then. 3 stars, okay. This is from a user said, it's an okay movie.
That's good enough for me. It's like any modern Netflix movie that they paid and produced themselves.
Yeah. There's another review. Not bad. fun in a B-movie sort of way. I have one major criticism. Use the glaive. I hate this trope that some movies fall into where they have this mega powerful weapon and they never use it until the very end. The spoiler alert.
Jeez.
Yeah, way to ruin the movie.
Yeah. Now nobody has to watch it.
Yeah. 2-star review. Much better than Zapped. My wife and I just told me we should watch Zapped instead. She said she figured Scott Baio was androgynous enough that we could both fantasize about him and no one would. Okay, well, this is going off in a wrong direction. What is Zapped? Is Scott Baio in Krull?
No, don't go off on another tangent. Just stop this podcast now. It'll go on for eternity.
Great job today. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre.
We got to look up the movie Zapped?
Yeah. What is What is the movie
later.
Zapped?
That's
later. Do
week.
It in your own time.
Oh, Zapped, the original motion picture. Yeah. So it looks like that there was a movie Zapped with Scott Baio. I see the soundtrack.
Danny, you haven't seen that movie?
No. And I'm not going to become the authority on weird movies. This is just the Krull is a one-off.
Yeah, Zapped with Scott Baio.
So about? Yeah, so it's Robin Tyson and Danny are obviously our guy who watches movies no one else has watched.
Yeah,
he's part of the team too.
Yeah, Zapped is a 1982 sex comedy directed by Robert Rosenthal and co-written with Bruce Rubin. The film stars Scott Baio as a high school student who acquires telekinetic powers. Oh, I bet. And
We really have our work cut out for us this week. We got to watch two movies.
Yeah. And so
Danny's already seen Krull, so he only has to watch his act.
In the artwork, Scott Baio can use the force and he's picking up a woman's skirt. And I would have to think that this is not the type of news that Scott Baio is looking for right now.
We should bring this to the forefront. If everybody just share the cover of that and just be like, we knew a long time ago about
it. Actually stars Scott Baio and Willie Ames. What are the chances that this is like if Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen played on a whole different NBA team years before they were on the Bulls together?
Who's Willie Ames? Is he in Charles in Charge?
He's Buddy from Charles in Charge.
Nice.
And the tagline for this film is they're getting a little behind in their classwork.
I get it.
Yeah, because he's using the force to pick up miniskirts.
Yep. All right.
It's not going to help his case in the Me Too allegations against Scott Baio right now. Okay. All right. Great job today. Looking forward to hearing from you guys in our Facebook group. While there's still a Facebook, you could join us at facebook.com/groups/groupAF.
Yep. And if you can, and if Facebook ever gets destroyed.
Yeah.
We can all just go to Rob's house. I'll give you the address next week.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Facebook already has it. You just go on Facebook. If you just give enough money to Facebook, you can get that also. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.